Excellencies, distinguished guests, members of the media, ladies and gentlemen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. First of all, I would like to thank the organizer, the Ministry of Environment and Water, CASA, and co-organizer, the Malaysian Green Technology and Climate Change Center, MGTC, for inviting me to deliver the opening address for the 12th edition of the International Green Tech and Eco Product Exhibition and Conference Malaysia, IGEM 2021. On behalf of the Malaysian government, I would like to express my gratitude and extend a very warm welcome to all exhibitors, conference partners and speakers, delegates and visitors for joining us today via the virtual platform. Since 2010, IGEM has proven to be a hugely successful platform to encourage participation in climate action initiatives and broad public acceptance in national sustainability. It has also served as a key medium for forging international collaborations as well as meaningful dialogues that have elevated this country's green credentials. I understand that several key participants have returned to IGEM this year, and this clearly demonstrates the continued relevance and importance of IGEM as a regional gateway to drive green economic growth. Today, priorities are being focused on the ongoing battle against the COVID-19 pandemic globally. The government is ramping up the rollout of vaccination program whilst delivering policies and socio-economic recovery packages to mitigate its impact. I believe it is time for industries, businesses and various stakeholders to prepare for the socio-economic transition post-pandemic. Inshallah, we will be able to rebuild our economy gradually and build a better future together. Ladies and gentlemen, since the first IGEM in 2010, this annual event has attracted over 500,000 delegates, dignitaries, organizations, and companies from more than 80 countries and generated over 30 billion ringgit in business leads. IGEM serves as a platform to share evolving green agenda, relevant policies and initiatives with the support and participation from the industry and public. Last year, there were more than 10,000 visitations, recording over 3 billion ringgit in business leads. The unprecedented and rapid changes due to the pandemic has indeed forced us to continuously realign the sustainability aspect that has impacted many parts of our lives. As we wade through the pandemic, I would like to re-emphasize that we should not lose sight of the challenges that climate change poses. Climate change is showing signs that could have long-lasting impact and threats on social well-being, economic development, and global health. Towards this, redefining sustainability has been picked as a theme for IGEM 2021, where the focus is on climate change and green technology amid addressing the impacts of COVID-19 pandemic. We need to find ways collectively to pursue economic and social well-being in an environmental friendly manner. I believe IGEM fits such purpose as an important catalyst to chart our way forward. Redefining sustainability provides an opportunity for government institutions to reassess its strategies to revive economies, preserve the environment, and bringing social stability to climate challenges. With the emergence of green industry that requires new innovations, products and services to meet consumers' demand, the team also translates to new opportunities and reaching out to the untapped markets for businesses. As such, industry players should look holistically into the value chain in driving green economy agenda. For the first time, AGM will be held over a period of 6 months, with each month having a different focus area, as well as specifically curated conferences and supporting programs. Commencing with the theme of green technology, it will go on to explore other themes such as water, climate change and environment, sustainability, green finance, followed by energy and e-mobility, with experts from the respective fields to help delegates capitalize on new opportunities. Ladies and gentlemen, the introductions of National Green Technology Policy in 2009 marked Malaysia's eco-shift from industrial national development to adopting a more sustainable economic perspective. The government recognizes the potential of green technology as one of the pillars to accelerate the economy and promote sustainable development. Over the years, the green agenda has witnessed a succession of well-received initiatives and programs, many of which have played instrumental role to support the growth of green technology sector. Among others, the Green Technology Financing Scheme, which resulted in 5.6 billion ringgit being channeled to 431 green companies and ventures. In 2020, Green Investment Tax Allowances, GITA, saw a total of 635 green technology projects approved for the purchase of green technology assets, generating investments of 2.389 billion ringgit, whereas the Green Income Tax Exemption, GITE, recorded an approval for 6 green services projects. The My Hijau Mark and Directory program has also prompted businesses, consumers, and agencies to make sustainable purchase decisions by creating a catalog of certified green products and services. It consolidates green recognition in line with the Green Procurement Program, with over 7,776 products and 653 service companies participating in My Hijau. These are some of the initiatives offered by ministries and agencies to facilitate the transformation of the nation's economy and to catalyze the growth of the green economy over the past decade. Ladies and gentlemen, as a signatory to the United Nations 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, Malaysia is committed to delivering the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, in line with the National Shared Prosperity Vision 2030. The government also recognizes the need to fulfill its obligations under the United Nations Framework Conventions on Climate Change and the Paris Agreement, including the climate change reporting obligations. In April 2021, the government has established a Malaysian Climate Change Action Council, MyCAC, a centralized platform aimed to chart the directions of climate change policies and actions across federal and state governments in line with the mandated priorities as overseen by the Ministry of Environment and Water. As a focal point of climate change, among the immediate areas of focus are the National Low Carbon Cities Master Plan, NLCCMP, Low Carbon Mobility Blueprint 2021-2030, and Carbon Pricing Mechanism. Briefly, the National Low Carbon Cities Master Plan was launched on 13th of July 2021, to provide guidance to local authorities and state governments in environmental sustainability of services, infrastructure, and development. Meanwhile, through the Low Carbon Mobility Blueprint, there will be an increased use of electric vehicles and low carbon transportation for GHG emissions reduction over the next 10 years. In adopting the master plan, and recognizing the role of cities in addressing climate change, The government has allocated 35 million ringgit under Low Carbon Cities Catalyst Grant, or GCRG. This allocation allows local government to drive towards low carbon cities via grassroots initiatives. I'm also pleased to inform you that earlier this year, the Malaysian government has taken proactive steps to align our green financing agenda by issuing the world's first sovereign US dollar sustainability Sukuk. The USD 1.3 billion raised will be used for funding eligible social and green projects in line with SDGs and Shared Prosperity Vision 2030. Government will continue to adopt a whole-of-nation approach to ensure that its policies are clear and conducive for sustainable economic development. It is crucial that we stay agile by engaging with all industry players and stakeholders to better deliver planetary health in the long run. Ladies and gentlemen, the pandemic has given a fresh impetus for all of us to play a role in the sustainability agenda. Moving forward, I'm pleased the IGEM will be hosting the strategic lab visioning a hydrogen economy for Malaysia to explore the potential role of hydrogen in the country's energy mix and how it can contribute to rebuilding our economy. The session will be led by a panel of international and local experts. I welcome the efforts of Malaysian companies to establish collaborations on technology and knowledge sharing within the hydrogen ecosystem, commercializations, and green technologies. It is commendable that these companies are committed to actively invest in green hydrogen projects and delivery of renewable energy, circular economy, and low carbon mobility. Businesses and industries should continue to embrace new norms to boost green transformation. I hope that over the next 6 months, IGEM 2021 delegates will rise to the challenge by innovating products and services and offer solutions that can help minimize environmental impact to ensure the sustainability of our community. Lastly, I wish you all success, and once again, I wish to congratulate CASA, MGTC, and everyone involved in organizing this event virtually. With Bismillah Rahman Rahim, it gives me great pleasure to officially declare IGEM 2021 open. I thank you.